this issue is human error. That could have easily happened on Banty as it did on Zoom, or it could on any other platform. Really, what people have to do is they have to be extremely conscious when they're hosting meetings. One of the things that my co-founder and business partner, Dr. Richard Titus, does, because as a doctor, he can never have a mistake. So what he does is, in his office, he has two large screens. And the screen to the right is always, always where he has the communication with the patient. And the screen to the left is where he would have their electronic medical records open. And he can basically read all the information, look up their blood tests and everything. And that's where he would have multiple tabs. You see, the mistake happens when people make a mistake, and sometimes they think the camera's off and it's turned on when they switch tabs. Because they can't see that recording button and they can't see themselves and so forth, they feel like they're safe and everything's okay. Nobody can see them. And so essentially, Dr. Titus avoids that by having the two-screen system. Now, not everybody can have two screens or can afford two screens. So, you know, to me, common sense, basically close your laptop lid. If you have a desktop computer and your camera is a USB camera, just unplug it or flip it down or turn it around when you're not using it. Just little things like that. Just get in the habit of double checking that you have logged out of the meeting. These things, I feel, will really help people from making this kind of mistake, because, you know, these accidents, as you know, there's been some before. This isn't the first time it's been reported on, and there's going to be more. There's going to come a day where one of these accidents happens on the Banty platform. And so really, people have to protect themselves.
Should you be taking screenshots without people's permission if you're on a work meeting?
You know, I don't think so. There's nothing to stop people from doing it. Cameras are so good on iPhones and on Android devices. The cameras are fantastic. You can use a camera to take a picture of a screen. You can use the print screen function, even the simple Control-P function, to take a screen capture. So it's so easy and takes a second. You don't even need special software. There's also lots of free special software out there where people can record the whole meeting unbeknownst to the people hosting the meeting. You know, it comes down to having good people. Hopefully your organization has good people that don't do these types of malicious things with ill intent. And, you know, that's what it really comes down to. Companies may need to update their legal policies to actually specifically let employees know that that's not appropriate behavior and that they should not do that behavior.
How easily can something like this happen?
It can actually happen very easily. Something happened in my household that it was not an embarrassment, fortunately, but it could have been. So my wife and I went for a walk. So she called me from a meeting and I was in my kitchen. And essentially, our Banty legal counsel was on the meeting with me, and I thought we had ended. And so what happened is, you know, my daughter was in the kitchen and the lawyer said, "Is Scott still there? Is Scott still there?" I had actually left my meeting on while my wife and I went for a walk. And so he called me and he said, "Hey, Scott," he goes, "I can see in your house, your meeting is on." Ever since then, I've been extremely cautious, you know, with my meeting. So nothing like that happens again. But the bottom line is, if you leave your meeting room open and your computer's in your home, then anybody on that meeting, anybody with that meeting link, it can see into your home. Fortunately for me, I was able to call my daughter and say, "Hey, shut my computer." And since then, I've been extremely diligent not to let anything like that happen. But I mean, it can happen to any of us. And that's the scary thing. This is regular meetings on a daily basis has become the new norm. And because of that, people need to really pay attention and be more diligent and protect themselves.
Is it worthwhile to maybe just get a post-it note to remind yourself to, you know, check these things? Is my meeting left open? Is my camera on or off?
Hey, that's a great idea. And I've actually seen some people use the those sticky notes, and they actually put it right over the camera of their computer, of their laptop. So and then that way it blocks the view. That doesn't solve the audio issue of being able to hear, but it does give some level of protection. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. A post-it note with a reminder or even a sticky note over the camera when you're not using it is a great idea.